Listening Library presents Who Was Joan of Arc? By Pam Pollock and Meg Belviso. Read for you by Karen O'Brien. Who was Joan of Arc? English soldiers surrounded the great walls of Orléans, France. The people had been trapped inside the town without food for 7 months. The English hoped that if they closed off the city long enough, the French citizens would open their gates and surrender. France and England had been at war for as long as the people of Orléans could remember. The Duke of Orléans, the town's leader, had already been captured by the English. His half-brother, John de Dunois, did his best to defend the town, but he couldn't drive the English away. The people of Orléans were beginning to lose hope. They were hungry. They thought of another siege 10 years before in another French town. It had lasted a full year. The people of that city had been forced to eat cats, horses, and rats to survive. Eventually, that city had surrendered. The people of Orléans didn't want to surrender, but what else could they do? "We need a miracle," they said to one another. And maybe a miracle was coming. People who managed to sneak inside the gate of Orléans brought news of a very special peasant girl. She saw visions. She spoke to angels and saints. Her name was Joan of Arc. On April 29th, 1429, the citizens of Orléans heard amazing news. Joan had arrived. She had slipped through an unguarded gate in the wall and entered the town. And she wasn't alone. She brought men who wanted to help, and wagon loads of food and farm animals. Hundreds of people ran to see her. What they saw was a 17-year-old girl who wore her hair cut short and dressed like a boy. She wore a suit of armor specially made to fit her small frame. She carried a sword and a banner with angels on it. The banner read, "Jesus Maria," for Jesus and Mary. She was on a mission to save the town of Orléans. When the people of Orléans looked at Joan, they saw an unlikely hero who they believed had been sent by God. With her sword at her side and her banner raised high, Joan was a living symbol of hope for the people of Orléans and for all of France. Chapter 1. 100 years of war. Joan of Arc was born in the village of Domremy, France. It is believed that her birthday is January 6, 1412, but there is no official record. Her family called her Jeanne, but she eventually came to be known by the English form of her name, Joan. Joan's father was Jacques d'Arc. Her mother was named Isabel. Joan had three older brothers, Jacquemin, Jean, and Pierre, and a sister, Catherine. As a girl in Domremy, Joan was taught to sew and spin wool into yarn. Joan, her brothers, and her sister carried water from the village well to the house, and they helped care for the family's cattle and sheep. Like many of the other children in the village, she never learned to read or write. She dressed like an ordinary country girl of the time, in a simple dark red dress. In the woods outside her village stood an old beech tree that was said to have once been the meeting spot for a fairy and the man she loved. Villagers called it the fairy tree. In springtime, boys and girls hung flowers there and danced. They said the stream nearby was magic and could cure illness. Whatever magic beliefs there were in Domremy, the official religion was Roman Catholic. The people were Christians. Joan was a good Catholic. She prayed every day and went to church every Sunday. Life in Domremy should have been peaceful, but the country was torn apart by war. In 1420, when Joan was 8, the French king, Charles VI, signed an agreement with England's King Henry V. It said that Henry's son, who was Charles's grandson, would rule both France and England. Many French people felt betrayed by the treaty. They did not want an English...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?